local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Another beautiful day. Happy Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Very busy this hour coming up at 4:35. You heard there in the Channel 3 update talking about the discussion regarding local option sales tax and impact fees over in Santa Rosa County. We will have Commissioner Colton Wright on the program 4:35 to kind of spell out what the conversation was like today and what Santa Rosa County residents can expect to see come November. We'll start with today's top three stories. By the way, text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 850-262-6111. As we get rolling here, President Biden says he wants an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. That came out of a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
And that is Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Biden says it's essential to stabilize the humanitarian situation, and he urged the prime minister to conclude a deal to bring the hostages home. This call, of course, came after the Israeli airstrike that killed seven World Central Kitchen workers this week. Meteorologists confirming more than 20 tornadoes tore through over a dozen states this week, and more could be on the way. At least three people are dead and several injured after the storm swept through the South and Ohio Valley this week. Foul play is now suspected in the disappearance of two Kansas women in Oklahoma. The State Bureau of Investigation says that's based on evidence found inside their abandoned vehicle in Texas County, Oklahoma. Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were last seen Saturday, where they were traveling to pick up children, but they never made it to that destination. That's a look at our top three stories. Much more to come in our state and national headlines. Local headlines first, though. We begin with a teenager now in custody in connection to the massive Easter Sunday brawl that led to two Escambia County deputies being injured. The sheriff's office says 17-year-old Tania Jackson was arrested for aggravated battery, and at least two other suspects are still at large. One is 16-year-old Taikita Jackson, and the other, what was previously reported, 43-year-old Shanette Robinson. Both are wanted for battery on an law enforcement officer. Of course, this happened Sunday near the Boys and Girls Club in Escambia County on North H Street. We talked a little bit earlier about the discussion in Santa Rosa County regarding impact fees and the local option sales tax. So the commissioners are going to tie both to the election in November. So by that, the impact fees are a go if the voters decide to approve the half-cent increase to the local option sales tax this coming fall. Commissioner Kerry Smith moved to approve the impact fees, and here was Commissioner Colton Wright.
I'm willing to go with Commissioner Smith's motion, but only if it was to become effective upon the effective date of a transportation sales surtax. At that point, the two are linked together, and we find out what the people want. I believe in giving the people their voice, and let's see what the Santa Rosa County citizens want.
Yeah, so that motion passed on a 3-2 vote. It was Commissioner Sam Parker and James Calkins voting against it. So there was two public hearings, the first one at 8:30 this morning regarding specifically impact fees, and then that's when this vote came up, and then a further discussion at 1 o'clock this afternoon lasted about an hour regarding the local option sales tax. So right now, currently, Santa Rosa County with 7% sales tax, Escambia County 7.5%. So obviously, if the voters approve that in November, it would be the same in both counties. Hearing from Commissioner Mike Kohler, Escambia County District 2 Commissioner, of course, yesterday, reports about just the heavy traffic that, of course, we've been familiar with, especially if you live down near NAS Pensacola on Blue Angel practice days. Seems like it's a bit of a bigger issue now, and we've heard from residents complaining about the traffic woes on Blue Angel practice days. Here was Commissioner Kohler this morning.
I actually think they should limit the number of people. Like, they get a ticket like you do when you go to the movie or a concert. If you don't have a DOD ID card, You have to have that to get on the base. And then we could control the number. It'd be complicated for the first few weeks, but then everyone would sign up online, and they'd know if you didn't get it, you're not getting on the base.
So Commissioner Kohler says that there's actually going to be a meeting at the museum on board at AS Pensacola on Monday with local leaders trying to see if what can be done, if anything. And District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bragosh, during this morning's agenda meeting, said that he was actually going to be in Washington, D.C. next week lobbying for $50 million for a new hangar for the Blue Angels. So a lot happening regarding the Blue Angels, NAS Pensacola, and just the traffic from tourists trying to see them on practice days each week. More local headlines and state news right after traffic and weather together. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Good to hear. I wish I came bearing better news for the roads. There is unfortunately a lot going on. We'll get into that in just a moment. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by New South Windows Solutions. This Saturday only, New South has a sale event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Receive 40% off windows and doors, and you can bring in your measurements before noon for an additional 5% off. Once again, that is New South Windows Solutions there. All right, so there's several spots of note on the roads currently. We'll start with the biggest, of course. If you are traveling westbound on I-10, this is if you are trying to come over Blackwater River, you are going to be heavily backed up, almost to Harold, Florida. Very heavily backed up. I mean, it reaches for several miles. So be on the lookout for that. We do have an accident report in the midst of that congestion. But with it being in the middle, like, I don't know how much of a role that's playing in it all.
You know, I'm going to ask, we'll ask Commissioner, remind me to ask Commissioner Wright about it, because I know that FDOT was working on the Blackwater River Bridge. They right. said that they were supposed to be wrapped up by 8:30 yesterday morning. We saw this on Tuesday afternoon.
We
did. And then it wrapped up probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there wasn't anything yesterday, right? Or what?
It was
Tuesday, because yesterday there was nothing on I-10 about this, right? Yesterday afternoon?
I don't believe so. I think it was either yesterday.
Mixing up my days.
Yeah, it was either yesterday or Tuesday that there was a stretch of congestion out of nowhere near Ward
Basin
Road.
So it was Tuesday, because they said this was going to go on through Wednesday morning. So we were reporting that throughout the day. And then all of a sudden it just stopped right around like 1 or 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday. So yesterday, there's nothing going on as far as construction or anything, and all of a sudden, it's back today.
And
so,
it's back and yeah. better than ever in all the wrong ways. Yeah, because we had a caller just before we went on air saying it's bumper to bumper,
right.
and he said he was in park.
And, of course, 90 is, you know.
Yeah, Highway 90 is the same way. If you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, you're going to be backed up past the Piggly Wiggly. And if you do get past downtown Milton and start traveling further west towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups there also. Let's see. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road, this is just past the intersection with University Parkway. We've got some backups there. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. That's looking backed up as well. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We've got a lot of backups in that area, as we so often do. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, is looking pretty severe. Gulf Beach Highway typically gives us problems if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That is the case today. However, if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Weller Avenue, that is backed up as well. No confirmation of an accident, though. Let's see. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. Got a lot of backups there. And Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling north or southbound in front of Gulf Breeze High School, we've got backups over there at this time. My goodness. I have been speaking for so long. I'm tripping over my words here. But yes, I think that is just about it, luckily. We also have a little bit of backups if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway. So I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be one of those days on the road, it seems. But back to you, Joe.
All right. excuse me. Man, getting all choked up just thinking about all those people out there. Overnight tonight, 48, so a little crisp there. Nothing to complain about as far as I'm concerned. More sunshine on tap for Friday and Saturday. Sunday, too. Temp should be a little bit warmer, mid-70s, maybe even a little bit higher, depending on what the sun feels like doing. But, yeah, beautiful week, and that is going to continue. All right, we'll take a break. Back with state and national news next.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, 423 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. A lot happening here as we get off and running hour number one on the program. A lot of traffic. Also looks like a large fire. We have a call into Escambia County to see if there was a controlled burn in the area of Dog Track Road and Blue Angel Parkway, or if there is something else afoot there.
I just had a caller about that as well.
Yeah, so we'll get some more details on that. We'll ask Commissioner Wright again. Not sure if he will know because he's not FDOT, but I-10 westbound in Santa Rosa County. It was our information, and what FDOT had put out last week was that the construction was going to be done by yesterday morning. And when to my knowledge, we did not receive any updates on that. So we'll see if there was some sort of delay with the project there. Because, again, on Tuesday afternoon, it was like that, and then it wasn't. And then yesterday was good all the way. And then it just came back up this afternoon. All right. County saying that it is an outside fire that is spreading, so they do have fire rescue crews on the scene there. So it is not a controlled burn. So there's that.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes. Just about 4:25 here. Another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. So, yes, it's a bit more the same that we had in our last update. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Blackwater River, this is what Joe was talking about earlier. It is just so heavily backed up. Basically towards Harold, Florida, if you know where that is. It reaches for several miles. Just know that much. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 90 trying to come over Blackwater River, you're going to be backed up just past the Piggly Wiggly. Once again, reaches for a good deal there. Let's see, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Very severe backups there that are going to reach well past Windhaven Beach. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling northbound towards Gulf Breeze High School, we've got some issues in that area there. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive or eastbound towards Weller Avenue, we've got congestion going both ways there. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, that is very much backed up at this time. Let's see. And then is Pine Forest Road, as we so often see. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or southbound trying to get onto I-10, you're going to have some backups going both ways there as well.
Great weather continues as we roll into Friday. We'll have low temperatures starting out the morning in the 40s, high temperatures during the day in the middle 70s, so you'll have the jacket on for a few hours. You won't need it later through the day. Sunny skies as well with a breeze out of the northwest, let's call it 5 to 10. Saturday and Sunday, same conditions continue, middle 70s for highs, 50s for lows, slightly warmer. Next week, we're warming back up into the upper 70s with some small chances for rain. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. This is the time of year where the major forecasters are putting out what they expect for the Atlantic hurricane season. And one of those big ones that we pay attention to around here is the Colorado State University. Forecasters there predicting the upcoming hurricane season will be extremely active.
We can see the Atlantic is also still extremely warm. The anomalies have come down just slightly, but we're still well above the long-term average and still at record warm levels for the latter part of March across most of the tropical Atlantic.
And this pretty much matches the one that we talked about last week. I don't remember which one that was. I think it may have been AccuWeather. But Colorado State University calling for 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes. Five of them could be major storms of Cat 3 or higher. Of course, hurricane season starts June 1. Florida Republican Party blasting a proposed constitutional amendment protecting abortion rights. In social media posts, the Florida GOP says a deceptively written constitutional amendment will be on the ballot this November that will dramatically increase the killing of unborn babies in Florida. Meanwhile, a nonprofit claims that the federal government is flying migrants who claim to be seeking asylum directly into the U.S., and most of those flights are happening in Florida. The Center for Immigration Study says 386,000 immigrants have been flown here since October.
And it turns out that Florida is the nation's number one landing zone for hundreds of thousands flying in from probably Latin America, South America, the Caribbean, Mexico.
Governor DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody vow to fight the Biden administration over these flights.
And speaking of Governor DeSantis, he is signing a bill that protects natural resources like the Everglades and Lake Okeechobee.
And our pledge was over these next 4 years to do $3.5 billion for Everglades restoration and protection of our water quality.
He says the bill he signed today will provide an additional $150 million for repairs and upgrades to Central and South Florida water management systems.
Emergency crews still trying to reach hundreds of people in need of rescue after the major earthquake that rocked Taiwan. The country's National Fire Agency says nearly 700 people are believed to be stranded in hard-hit areas. Also, the judge in Donald Trump's hush money case is rejecting his presidential immunity argument. Trump is being charged with falsifying business records and has repeatedly tried to get the judge recused from the case. Well, yesterday, the judge shot down Trump's bid to use his presidential immunity as part of the defense. Three-judge panel has not offered a time frame for when they may rule on the case related to the Texas SB4 immigration enforcement law. Yesterday, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans heard arguments there. Along those lines, Texas Governor Greg Abbott with some harsh words for the National Guardsman who was caught smuggling an illegal immigrant.
It makes me angry. I consider this person to be a traitor.
Specialist Savion Johnson was in a state-issued SUV used for Operation Lone Star. It was pulled over about 30 miles from the border. An illegal immigrant was found inside. The 26-year-old is now charged with smuggling, which has a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years in prison. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright joins the show when we return.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the phone today as the war in Gaza rages on. Fox's Jared Halpern.
President Biden told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Israel must announce and implement a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm in the safety of aid workers.
It was their first conversation since Israeli forces mistakenly killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. The federal judge in former President Trump's classified documents case has rejected his request to dismiss.
Former President Trump's team said the classified document case against him should be dismissed because he considered the records personal under the Presidential Records Act. But Judge Aileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, writes, the act does not provide a pretrial basis to dismiss, and the charges against him don't even reference the act.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A rough day for equity investors. Stocks falling broadly and sharply ahead of tomorrow's March jobs report. The S&P 500 slid 64 points. The Dow Industrials tumbled 530, and the NASDAQ Composite skidded 228. A growing problem for Amazon's third-party merchants, fraudulent returns. The Wall Street Journal notes that return theft is a sore spot in Amazon's relationship with its independent merchants. In fact, it's the subject of the Federal Trade Commission's ongoing lawsuit against the e-commerce giant. One independent merchant said Amazon shoppers regularly switched Coach wallets for no-name dupes and Nike football cleats for flip-flops and sending back items for refunds. Word today that Ford Motor is dialing back its next-generation electric vehicle rollout, trying to better time the market as it spreads out its capital investments. Meanwhile, the automaker will expand its popular hybrid offerings. Ford's hybrid sales, in fact, have been booming, hitting a record in the first quarter. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute. Wide receiver Stephon Diggs eventually had a problem in Minnesota and got traded to the Buffalo Bills. Diggs then once again eventually had a problem in Buffalo and yesterday got traded to the Houston Texans. Houston is coming off an incredible year and expectations are sky high entering the 2024 season. Trading for Diggs is a risk worth taking, but let's understand his time in a new home starts off really strong, but will always have a rocky and mystifying ending. I'm Zach Gelb.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you regret. Write it down so you never forget. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Recently had a caller letting us know it seems like it's near the intersection with Barrancas Avenue and Old Quarry Field Road. We do have an accident in that area causing issues just east of Navy Boulevard there. Also have another accident report. If you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards Fairfield Drive, got some backups in that area from an accident there. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road is going to cause you some issues. And if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel towards Dog Track Road, we've got some problems there. Speaking of Dog Track Road, if you are traveling east or west on Gulf Beach Highway near Dog Track Road and then traveling a bit further west towards Blue Angel Parkway, we've got a lot of backups over there. And we also have a fire that is being tended to currently. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 coming towards Blackwater River, you're going to be backed up towards Harold. That is very heavily backed up there. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Highway 90 towards Blackwater River. That's going to have you backed up just past Piggly Wiggly. Two more spots of note here. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, we've got typical evening traffic in that area. And if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, you're going to be backed up well past Windhaven Beach and closer to Mary Esther.
Beautiful weather finishes out the work week, and it continues through the weekend as well. Friday will start out in the 40s, jacket weather continuing for a couple of hours. By about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, you could take the jacket off. It'll be pleasant tomorrow with highs in the middle 70s, sunny skies as well. Through the weekend, same conditions. We'll keep it in the middle 70s, but the low temperatures do warm up into the lower 50s. Dry weather continues. Some small chances of rain pop into the forecast later next week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 4:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'll go to the phones, bring on Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. Commissioner, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joe?
Oh, we're doing just fine. Weather's beautiful, but I just wanted to ask you. I realize that you're not FDOT, but we haven't been able to get in touch with them. So on I-10 westbound, right there at the Blackwater River Bridge. Are you aware of any sort of maybe delays with the project that they were announcing last week? Because it was on Tuesday when, first of all, they said, hey, we should be wrapped up by Wednesday morning. Weather certainly wouldn't be a concern, at least in my estimation. And then Tuesday, there was slowdowns. Yesterday, there was nothing. And then they're back today. Are you privy to any information there?
I don't have any information for you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Give you an update. I would think that Commissioner Smith may have a little bit more info, but I would assume they're out there doing a little bit of finish up work.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. Just wanted to ask there. But the reason we do have you on today is the two public hearings that were held. First one this morning having to do with impact fees, and then this afternoon with the local option sales tax discussion. So when we look at the impact fees, of course, this has been an ongoing controversial topic. There have been lawsuits involved and who pays for it and how much. We've done studies, all that stuff. So when we talk about impact fees, ultimately, how was that discussion this morning? And I know that it's going to be tied to the local option sales tax vote in November. So if you just kind of spell out what Santa Rosa County residents can expect here in the coming months on that.
Well, I think number one, the residents will have an opportunity to make their voice heard, to the Board of County Commissioners and county staff on what they really want done in the future with regard to infrastructure in the county. The impact fee discussion has been one that's certainly contentious for many years. There's people on both sides that are really dug in and have their opinions. And I've always been of the opinion that if there's a reasonable impact fee, it certainly is something we should be discussing. It's not a silver bullet. It's not enough revenue to really make a huge impact. It certainly doesn't need to be something that's considered a punishment for development or builders. But the argument can be made that it certainly does, that there is impact from new homes, and there is some impact that can be done with that revenue if it's a reasonable fee. But you obviously have to have other revenue sources to take that relatively small amount of money from an impact fee and turn it into actionable projects and improvements. And that's where the local option sales tax comes in. And I just felt like it was a good solution, a compromise to really put both on out to the voters. The impact fee cannot be put directly on the ballot, but by making the start date, the implementation date of the impact fee tied to the passage of local option sales tax, the voters really have the choice on what they want to do.
Talking with Commissioner Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County. Commissioner, I know that in the past I think it was last year, right around summertime, there was a study done on the types of impact fees. And, you know, they can be used, they can be collected a lot of ways, and they can be used for a lot of things. But in this particular instance, it's specifically for road infrastructure, correct?
That's correct. The study looked at, there was an original study done, and then the study was updated by the same firm back in May of 23. And the study covered a number of different scenarios for an impact fee. Some communities have a law enforcement impact fee, a solid waste impact fee, transportation, recreation. We chose, both staff and the board felt that it was important to focus specifically on transportation. Because when you do have an impact fee, there are very strict regulations driven by the state on how it can be spent and where it's spent. It has to be spent back on where the impact was actually created and where that revenue from the impact fee came from. So it is very specific on how it can be spent. So this one would be only for transportation.
Commissioner, as we move on to the discussion about the local option sales tax, in listening to the conversation, the part of the conversation that I could, you brought up the point is that, hey, there's residents that will live in Santa Rosa County, they'll eat in Santa Rosa County, they'll do all their business in Santa Rosa County, but for the vast majority of residents, I think, it's like, hey, we're spending a lot of time and spending money in neighboring counties, Okaloosa and Escambia, and there's already a 7.5% sales tax in those counties. So why are we clenching our fists over the half cent there? But it felt like, and of course there's going to be opposition to that, and I know Commissioner Calkins was talking about just, you know, with the economy the way it is, we shouldn't be doing this right now. But that was your point. Hey, we're just aligning with counties that we're already spending a lot of money in.
Well, that's right. It makes a level playing field with our neighboring communities. And the fact is, if a Santa Rosa County resident is going to spend money in Escambia County for goods and services and is willing to pay that there to help, you know, stand up and pay for the infrastructure in Escambia County that they're using by traveling there, why would we not want to have the pride in helping improve our own county where we live? Why wouldn't we want to spend the same amount of money? Why wouldn't we ask visitors from Escambia County and Okaloosa County when they come into Santa Rosa, why wouldn't we ask them to help pay for our roads as well, along with all of the other tourists that come from all around the country? It just seemed like an obvious answer to me.
All right. Well, just looking at the ballot language here, so Santa Rosa County residents in November will be voting on the half-cent sales tax beginning January 1, 2025, and then and only then, if it passes, would the impact fees take effect as well. Commissioner, we appreciate the time this afternoon, and we'll talk next week because we're right back to the grind with the regular meeting schedule, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Again, Commissioner Colton Wright joining the program here on News Radio 92.3. We'll go ahead and get another check of the roads and weather. Austin, go ahead.
Alrighty, so I'll try to keep this as brief as I can. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Blackwater River, we still have very heavy backups there that have not lessened in the slightest. It's basically going to have you backed up closer to Harold, Florida. If you are traveling westbound on Highway 90 coming towards Blackwater River, you're going to be backed up just past the Piggly Wiggly, so still very heavy congestion there. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, is still going to cause you some issues. Pine Forest Road, expectedly going both north and south, whether you be traveling towards 9 Mile Road or traveling coming from 9 Mile, we're still going to have some issues going both ways there. Had an accident report earlier on Mobile Highway just near the intersection with Fairfield Drive. Still got some backups there if you're traveling northbound. And let's see, Gulf Beach Highway still giving us a lot of trouble if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive or eastbound towards Fairfield. We've got backups going both ways there. And then Blue Angel Parkway, if you are traveling southbound towards and just past Dog Track Road, you're going to be dealing with a lot of issues in that area there. The last two main areas are Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, going through Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87, you're going to be backed up a good ways there. And on Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound, coming from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point, it appears to be just typical evening traffic causing hiccups in that area.
All right. Thank you very much, Austin. 447 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our weather right now. Of course, it's very picturesque outside. A little bit windy. Red flag warning in effect, and that's not conducive at all to fires in Escambia County EMS dealing with one right now. Just a minute, we're going to have Davis Wood on from the county just to get an update on that. Currently sitting at 72 degrees with a gust of around 25 miles per hour. Tonight, dropping back into the high 40s, around 48 degrees. Sunshine continues on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Should see temperatures a little bit warmer in the mid-70s and clear skies overnight. Some cloud cover coming back into the picture Saturday and Sunday, but cannot ask for a more perfect week than we are going to have right now. 4:48, we'll take a quick break, come back. Davis Wood from Escambia County will be joining us for an update on the fire here in just a moment. Pensacola right now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the Pam Childers versus Escambia County lawsuit where she was vindicated and the commissioners were told they could not have the lucrative retirement plan. And City Councilman Mike Cusack in Milton looks like he's going to be paying a $1,500 fine under an Ethics Commission investigation. And talked with Ellison Bennett about the question of whether use of words like the N-word is ever appropriate in a lesson in a school. Find all those conversations at newsradio923.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, 4:53 on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you. Davis Wood standing by with Escambia County Public Safety. He's going to give us all the details on what we know so far regarding a pretty significant fire in the southwest side of the county. And we'll get that right after traffic and weather. It is a parking lot, basically, in Santa Rosa County.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Blackwater River, you're basically going to be backed up closer to Harold, Florida. It is still reaching a very long way. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Highway 90 towards Blackwater. You're going to be backed up to the Piggly Wiggly. Neither of those spurts of congestion have lessened in the slightest. We've got some issues if you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road or northbound. That be whether you're coming from Nile heading towards it, but that's pretty run-of-the-mill there. Blue Angel Parkway, if you are traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road or northbound towards Dog Track, going both ways, you're going to be backed up heavily there. Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield, or eastbound. We've got some heavy backups in that area there. Outside of that, the biggest hitter is going to be Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87, you're going to be backed up basically close to Mary Esther.
All right. Looking at our forecast, we're sitting at 72 degrees right now. Crisp 48 overnight tonight with a clear sky, sunshine Friday, a bit warmer 75, and then 73 on Saturday, 74 on Sunday. Pretty great weather week here in Escambia, and Santa Rosa County is not complaining about that at all. 4:55 as we close out this hour. No wacky stuff, no good news. Well, you know, it's good news that it's nice weather. There you go. Davis Wood, public safety information with Escambia County on the line with us. Davis, good afternoon to you. Pretty significant brush fire that Escambia crews and I think Florida Forestry Service are battling right now.
Yeah, Joe, so we are currently working a forestry fire. Florida Forestry Service is also on scene, and they are working it. They'll be working to get an estimate of the size of the fire. Now, Fire Rescue, along with the Sheriff's Office, are working to evacuate homes in the nearby areas. Specifically, Weller Drive and Mary Fleming Drive are neighborhoods that are being evacuated. And right now, we are encouraging people to avoid these areas. I'm currently en route, but the Sheriff's Office and Fire Rescue will be shutting down the highways leading to these areas as they're working to clear out homes and try to extinguish these fires.
Davis, those roads again were Weller and which one?
Mary Fleming.
Mary Fleming. Okay. All right, Davis, so again, still very early as far as assessments on how large the fire is, but again, we are now at the point where we are evacuating some homes in that area, and that's Weller Drive and Mary Fleming. Davis, you have an open line here with us this afternoon. You just call in whenever you see fit to for any more information that you need to get out, okay?
Will do, Joe. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Davis. 4:56 here again. So this is in the area of Dog Track Road and South Blue Angel Parkway is where this fire is and where it's being battled there. The pertinent information right now is that they are evacuating homes on Weller Drive and then Mary Fleming. Residents in these areas are advised to stay away right now. So that is the pertinent information to get to you. And if you know anybody that is living in these areas that maybe not sure if they're home or not, just give them a call, give them a text, and let them know. 4:57 here, busy afternoon. We've got a couple minutes left. It doesn't really feel right to go to wacky stories and good news, does it?
No, it does
so
not.
Here's where we're at, just as a listening area. We'll just recap our roads and again the fire situation there that we are working on. So in Santa Rosa County, there is ongoing work being done on the Blackwater River Bridge westbound lane. So we thought it was going to be done by yesterday morning. Turns out that was not the case. So heavy on I-10 westbound, backed up to well beyond 87, almost to Herald. Highway 90 westbound is also very slow moving there. An accident near Navarre Beach westbound 98 has intermittent stop and go all the way back to Hurlburt Field, Mary Esther. So not looking good for westbound 98 right there. Also picks up a little bit at Avalon Boulevard as well in the Oriole Beach area. But again, in Escambia County, the southwest side, significant brush fire is causing some evacuations of homes on Weller Drive and Mary Fleming as well. So if you are, again, in that area, if you live there, you're just around, best to stay away. Let the professionals do what they need to do. Escambia County Fire, EMS, Florida Forestry Service on scene there as we wind down our number one. I would like to think Channel 3 will have this coming up at their A Block News top of the hour.
Let's hope. Yes.
You know, if not, I mean, it's fairly new and fresh, so whatever. But I would imagine they'll probably have more information there or just a recap of what we're talking about. We'll be back here for hour number two. Any new information that we have, we will pass it along to you in hour number two. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3.